Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood,
an international call. Interface complete.
Many are called, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. Can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. What we have here ain't puppy love, and can't be described as just some silly flame. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you, because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man, and I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night, so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I can marry you, baby, I'll make you my wife. But I can't. And we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
Eric Moore. A.K.A. Mr. Verbal Ink. Yeah. Woo. I was just on Verbal Ink show, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying? I told y'all I wanted to hear that shit. They gonna tell me wait till Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to wait till Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Let me walk over here real quick, y'all. Y'all see me in a second. I'll go over here and get this truck up for y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? little music going on and everything. I'd like to welcome y'all to the show. This is Starship Smelly Prize. And you are blasting off into outer space, man. We don't do the show from Earth. We blast it off. You know what I'm saying? Flying high. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. Representing 813 Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Hillsborough County, always on the map. You know what I'm saying? And you're riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio. With your motherfucking host with the most. You know what I'm saying? Tampa Bay's most unbiased DJ. Yeah, that DJ Smell So Good. And send a special shout out to my next secondhand man riding. You know what I'm saying? Co-pilot around this motherfucking DJ party time. And that's how we do. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to Miss John New. You know what I'm saying? For winning the Realest Female of the Year Award. You know what I'm saying? At the past Players Ball held at Coco's Lounge this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big ups to her, man. She did it real big. Everybody had a good time. Your boy Smell So Good held it down. You know what I'm saying? But it brings me to the topic and question of the day. Because today is Whack-Ass Clubs and Managers Monday. Yeah, it's time to go in, man. Because I'm up to my neck in bullshit with suck-ass motherfucking managers. You know what I'm saying? These suck-ass clubs, you know. So it's basically, you know, you ever been to a club where motherfuckers, you know you. But because of that, you know what I'm saying, you get hated on, you know, even before you get to get your groove on, you know. Because I've been through that bullshit, still going through that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, the question is for today is, have you dealt with suck-ass managers lately, and how did you handle the bullshit? And then, you know what I'm saying, have you been to a club lately that tells you one thing and then later reneges and attempted to fuck you over? You know what I'm saying? Basically, so bring your ass and let's go in hard on the topic. Call in number, you know what I'm saying? If you want to beam up in this motherfucker, it's 347-237-5125. Shouts out to one of the trilateral commissions up in this motherfucker, says Baby Powder Fresh Jack. You know what I'm saying? With that Life After Dusk, man. Starting at 8 p.m. each and every motherfucking night, Eastern Standard Time, man. Y'all need to check my dog out. And, you know, yeah, we get to them. Don't forget 3 p.m. today, you know what I'm saying? Niggas going live. I am going live. On the video. We got the motherfucking video, live video show, you know what I'm saying, popping off for the first time today. We're going to debut this motherfucker, try it out, see how it works, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, we're going to keep that thing rolling, rolling, rolling. And that's how we do. So I'd like to welcome y'all to the show, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody sit back, motherfucker, relax. We're going to get in and talk about some of these punk motherfuckers. I wish I had some of these damn numbers. I'd call these niggas up, you know what I'm saying? And talking shit to these motherfuckers, but I ain't got no club numbers right now. But we might have to do some work. You know what I'm saying? Do some work. Get into a song, we're gonna come back, you know what I'm saying? Tell you about motherfucking what happened last night at the goddamn punk ass Blue Shark. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Middle finger to you motherfuckers out there. Punk ass management, lame ass Flavor Flav looking security and shit. Yeah, that's what you bitch-ass niggas got to do. It's time. Fuck niggas, man. It's all good. Hey.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag. 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 You better turn up your swag. Better turn up your swag. Time to turn up your swag. Better turn up your swag. Nothing like it. Nope. I move like Shaq. Huff, you racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast. The ladies love it. Why you so mad? Why? She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash. Yep. On top of that, I got a lot more swag. Yep. Chilling in the west with my East Coast tag. making a drop by the house of the glass. I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass. No, I can't front, I like my women with class. Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass. Shorty met me at the crib in a half. No accident, kid, but she gon' crash. I confirm to her that I wanna smash. Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. I like to date them, then replace them, cause I'm picky. Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow, come sniff me. Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, named Tipney. Rolling up the stick, horny in the Vickers. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950. Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they're like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on the distance. It's the kid Ashwood, yes I get busy. I'm coming up, yo, I can see it. Don't you hit the city lock till I use the stick. Your shorty staring at my canaries. Hey, this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Ashwood. Some nigga Ashwood right there, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. And got a little Shelly K in the background. This is called Unappreciated. Because you motherfuckers in the club, man, is some unappreciative bitches. I went to the motherfucking Blue Shark down in Ebo City. This is in Tampa, baby. This is a club in Tampa, you know what I'm saying. Go to this motherfucking club and shit. I'm in this bitch, you know, I come in the motherfucker with my little, now everybody know me, I sell my little cigarettes, blunt snacks, and shit at Coco's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? I'm at another club now that I do my little hustling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Flipping my little money. So, it's a customer. He seen me up in there. You know what I'm saying? The nigga stepped to me. He was like, man, you got some pokes for sale? I'm like, well, you know, I'm in another club, so I ain't really bring everything in and shit. You know what I'm saying? To just be selling up in here like that, you know, because I don't want nobody to trip. He was like, well, man, shit, all I want is two pokes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, shit, I go in the car, you know what I'm saying? And I you know, boom. So I come back, I just grab a pack of posts and you know, about 10 blunts, you know what I'm saying? Put them in my pocket, just in case somebody, you know what I'm saying, want to cop a blunt. Not my whole cart now. Come back in the club, you know what I'm saying, sit down and shit, you know. And then a motherfucking, I fire my shit up, you know what I'm saying, fire my little blunt up. And then but at first, you know, the stripper chicks in there, they want to smoke, you know what I'm saying? They want to smoke with me and shit, so I was like, well, let's go upstairs, you know what I'm saying? When I started to walk upstairs, the nigga gonna stop me talking about, you know what I'm saying, you got to pay to go upstairs. I'm like, bitch, I just paid to come into this ragged ass club. The fuck you mean pay again? To walk upstairs, and there ain't shit going on. Ain't no celebrities up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, man, fuck that. I ain't finna pay, you know what I'm saying, for her and the strip. Oh, no. I said, okay. So I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It, being the G that I am, I walked over to the corner, you know what I'm saying, found me a motherfucking corner, rolled my shit up, and put my shit in the motherfucking air. You know what I'm saying? Halfway through the motherfucking blunt, me passing to the strippers, and everybody around this motherfucker smoking now. Fuck niggas gonna come up to me, gonna tell us, man, I'm gonna need you to put that out. You know what I'm saying? And put your camera up. Cause I have my camera out. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't filming nothing. I'm trying to, you know, I have my camera out, trying to get the light and this shit right. You know what I'm saying? Now they had some little stripper chicks on the stage. All the motherfucking same hoes that strip at my club. I know everybody by name, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, come on, man, I don't put these hoes on no motherfucking camera. I don't even waste my time at my own club putting them hoes on camera. But motherfuck you, you know what I'm saying? Fucking around, pussy niggas on motherfucking television. Well, dog, you either give up out the club if you ain't gonna put the shit out. I'm like, well, nigga, you get my motherfucking money back and I get the fuck up out of here. All right. And I'm a, shit, I'm the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? As I'm smoking, as I'm walking out the motherfucking door. You know what I'm saying? Pussy ass nigga gonna talking about, I'm gonna need you to put that out too. I said, man, I'm gonna put it out when I walk out this motherfucking door. The fuck you talking about? I'm already leaving, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I stepped to the motherfucking door, little sister ass motherfucking manager, sitting this whole ass there. Now I'm knowing this fuck nigga for like over 2 years now. You know what I'm saying? Been known this nigga, DJed in the club and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is another one of them clubs that don't motherfucking respect the DJ. You know what I'm saying? Don't get the DJ free drinks and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Really fuck over the DJ. But the DJ fucks over them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Step to the nigga. I want my motherfucking money back if I leave up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm about to swing on the little ugly nigga that was behind me. You know, he kind of pushed me and shit. I'm like, hey. I look back at that nigga, you about to catch an elbow to your motherfucking grill. You know what I'm saying? And I'll just be fighting all you niggas at this motherfucking dope. Because that was about to pop off. Man, fucking around, and they're going to tell me, well, man, look, man, I'm going to need you to go and put the camera up. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a special event. And, you know, you can't be filming in here. I'm like, what? What special event? There ain't nothing but some old broke assholes that ain't, you know, niggas tipping. You know what I'm saying? And independent artists that all of them, you know what I'm saying, I promote for. You know, and do little videos and shit like that for every single one of them. Yeah, this motherfucker gonna tell me to put my camera up. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? He ain't say nothing about the herb. I was like, fuck it. I put the camera up. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, he ain't bothering me at all. Paid my $7. I'm gonna sit up in this motherfucker, though. Put my motherfucking camera up. Came back up in that motherfucker same spot. Rolled me even bigger blunt. Fired that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? And continued on my motherfucking session. Like all the goddamn artists sitting there looking like, damn, man, with a camera at? You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk to that old fuck-ass management. That's what you do. You don't talk to me. You go talk to the management. You know what I'm saying? Since they want to handle business. Because they know what they doing and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how the club down here pop off, man. You know, it's a couple of them that support you. But then, yeah, I don't know, boy. These ones that ran by these niggas, boy. Oh, look at here. They give niggas a bad name, man. You know, giving niggas a bad name. Boy. Yeah, I'm about to have a swag on the nigga shit. But, you know, came back in that bitch. Watch my homeboy Tom G and Team Petty. You know what I'm saying? Get up on stage, do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them. And, you know, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? Got a new song out. You know, sounded nice. And, it was a big up to them. But then I got the fuck about it. Them homeboy K-Styles, DJ K-Styles up in there with his chick. And, shouts out to the Dream, you know what I'm saying? Working that pole. She went all the way up to the motherfucking roof, y'all. God damn, yeah, they got this fire pole in there, motherfucker. And I mean, that bitch is like 14 feet now. Man, that bitch went to the top of that motherfucker. Got, you know, twerked it. Then slid again, went halfway down, twerked it, popped it. And then dropped all the way down that motherfucker. Oh, I said, God damn. That's what I'm talking about. Now this is girl now, I'm talking to him. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, shit. That's a motherfucking stripper. I guess, you know, that look kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? Think of police. Can't turn the over to a housewife. I don't want to hear that shit. Better not get motherfucking offended and shit. And I'm putting $2 in your girl G-string. You know what I'm saying? You know what that bitch want to do. Hey, let's go, we're coming back. Right now, start to smell it fried. I'm so
ain't nothing. Bitch, I don't need ya. I'm thuggin'.
As real, shouts out to motherfucking Tom G. You know what I'm saying? Let me make a quick phone call, y'all. Y'all hold on real quick.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Yeah, I got a call called Pierre 9-10. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cause he be fucking with me and shit. You know, kids run around this motherfucker like,
you
know.
Shit for brains.
Fuck you, little punk ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Laughing at me, little motherfuckers. It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding out. And, yeah, man, today's show is Whack Ass Clubs and Managers Wednesday. And where the hell my little shit at? Let me let y'all know where y'all at. Real quick, shout out to Miss John New for hooking this up for your boy. You know what I'm saying? And let's go.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And anytime Nicole,
Miss Tasha. Yeah, that's real. Shout out to Goofy Bone going through some real nigga troubles right now, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we all gonna get through it though. Bet that. You know why? Yeah, there's plenty of hoes out there. We gonna look at. Don't worry, Goofy Bone. That was John. That was John New and the Lord Drac right there. You know what I mean, Lord Drac. Represent Drac Boy Records. And yeah, man, been kind of wondering where the hell Mr. Goofy Bone is at, huh? Yeah, he's a little occupied right now. You know what I'm saying? With some SRI people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys, ILG New Spashes, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I hear you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Jerk City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Holla at your boy. We out of here.
Yeah.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check that.
All right, back. Shouts out to Miss PC Bone in the building, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing. We live up here. There you go, speaking up the motherfucking to heaven. I ain't gonna say other words. Yeah, S-R-I-P. You know what I'm saying? Run that backwards and then you know what time it is. He in the building, 186. Deuce!
Hundreds and fifties, try me about my riches. Definitely get the business. Click full of the realest, click full of the trillers. We consist of fucking killers, gorillas, and drug dealers. My nigga, I stay ready. Chopper, Uzi, machete, and that John Deere whip on them 23 inspirators. My chopper hand very steady. My wordplay very deadly. I got something for all you. Limp noodles, spaghetti. You say you in love with money, you really in love with bitches. You that nigga in the club, threw a stat to see some titties. You that nigga that get caught with a dime and started snitching. You that nigga that got stuck with a time and you was bitching. You that nigga. Nigga, they get caught in the jail, so acting friendly. But I'm a real G, I don't be befriending no enemies. Lame, you really be, but gangsters, what you finna see. I'm a real nigga, you pussy niggas, my energy.
You don't want none with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
If you want some
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some.
Niggas ain't tryna talk. Fuck niggas tryna act real niggas just choose to walk. Pussy niggas need a rival niggas just open shop. If you's a fiend, what you need is what I got. It's not what you hear, nigga, but what you see. I'm like an optical illusion, come find me. An antisocial nigga that plays with them toys. I'll put you out your misery and shut out all the noise.
Fuck niggas want beef, who want it? Now come and get it. Real niggas came to open the shop, now come and get it. Rather you pussy, you niggas can get the damn business. Ain't it be the pussy in me, describe to be the realest. That's right. Gonna go get it, lock down this fucking city. MOB till I die, gon' ride straight to the bullets. You fire and die bullets, you haters can top that. Like a movement in these streets, I like to see you stop that.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
If you want some
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some.
Sweet about me, I'm from the streets. Where them dead ass niggas ride just to eat. Won't hesitate to put a nigga to sleep. It's no retreat and no surrender when you're trying to get at me. I got them yappers ready to knock out your feet. I'm looking for the niggas who tried to see me. Ain't no sleep until these pussy niggas see me. Y'all done fucked up and let loose a real demon. I should've never left you bitch niggas breathing. I'm a real G, I keep that heat. Up all night looking for something to creep. You don't want no problems with a real nigga like me. I ride and die these motherfucking streets. King Kong don't got nuts like me. Try me, it's like try Jet Li. I'm so ready, so deadly. Why the fuck you niggas wanna test me?
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
If you want some
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
Three weeks, I'm a bad bitch, a slick bitch, a raw bitch. I said your man, bitch, and you can't even do shit. You talking shit behind my back when I step, you trying to act. He talking shit, I'ma crack your back and bust your head, and that's a fact. I'm dragging hoes about that shit, doing damage, leaving this. Don't fuck with ordinary hoes, they be on that bullshit. Plenty of hoes wanna fight me, they just mad cause they ain't like me. If you think your girl's tough, then go ahead and come and try me, ho. Knock if you're buck, if you're bad, then run up. I ain't never gave a damn, and I still don't give a fuck. Am I scared? Yeah, right. Your girl always keep it tight. I don't like the way you talking, it's gonna be a girl fight.
No, no, no.
Telling these old whack ass clubs and managers, man. This is Whack Ass Clubs and Managers Monday. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my old fly swag surfing background going and shit. get it kind of pumped up in there, man, you know. Hit me up, 347-237-5125, man. You know, you've been fucked over at a club, and, you know, dealt with some old shady-ass managers, you know what I'm saying? Because I did the janky-ass promoters and shit, you know what I'm saying? We did janky-ass promoters Monday, I believe that was last Monday. And, you know, yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I'd be the wise one, shots out the other part of the Trilateral Commission. You know what I'm saying? That consists of I'd be the wise one, Ms. Tasha Triple X, and Mr. Mouse. And a couple of people, well, shit, all the other half has been out the motherfucking net. I'd be the wise one came through and, you know, blessed the show the other day. And big ups to that, you know what I'm saying? But haven't heard from Ms. Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? I talked to Sweet D Love yesterday. Shouts out to Sweet D Love. Ooh-wee. Talked to her on the phone, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she let me know. Ms. Tasha Triple X spent the New Year's with her, you know what I'm saying? They went down to some damn well and brung in the New Year and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's off to summer where damn land. She ain't hit a nigga up. She got motherfucking boost and shit, but she ain't hit a nigga up. You know, everybody stuck on Facebook. Well, my face ain't on the book or whatever the hell. So, sorry. I don't check them motherfuckers like Twitter updates and shit. So, you know, bring your ass to the show. If you got time to do all that shit, you got time to come to the motherfucking show. You got time to call. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. Anyway. I'm at the motherfucking, probably Times Square, one of them. I'm at the motherfucking club. In the motherfucking, this Coco's Lounge. Now I get a call, you know what I'm saying? My own boy, this is for the Players Ball. Players Ball was just, was it last night? What day is? No, Saturday night. Yeah, it was Saturday night. So Saturday night they had the Players Ball, Coco's Lounge. My homeboy called me up, you know what I'm saying, 6 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, was like, hey, man, I need you know what I'm saying, fill in, they need a DJ up here, you know what I'm saying, because they asked him, you know, because he had his equipment and all that shit up there, but he was like, I got something to do, you know, so they was like, well, you know what I mean, which, still, you know what I'm saying, I come in this motherfucker every single day, you know what I'm saying, like, MC, I do all the shit for the club, and then you still don't turn around and act like, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what I mean and shit. That I want to turn around and act like I don't know you know what I'm saying? They didn't call me and ask when I come through. I was like, all right. I said, how much they motherfucking paying? You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, hold on. Boom, he came back to him. I said, all right, they talking about $70. And then, you know what I'm saying, all the drinks, you know what I'm saying, you know, you drink free all night. I'm like, okay. And, you know, I sell all my little snacks and shit. Because prior to this, now these motherfucking greedy-ass bitches in the club, you know what I'm saying, see me walk around with my little cart and shit. And now a bitch want to try to charge me $75 to come in and sell my little motherfucking shit. I'm like, man, you got motherfucking crazy. You crazy than a motherfucker. $75 a week. Bitch, please. I'm paying you motherfucking no rent for some motherfucking bullshit ass club that you ain't even running right. It's my motherfucking ass. So, now, you know what I'm saying, that was part of the deal that I can bring my little card in and sell all my shit, too. So, you know, brought my card in, you know, set up my shit. Got a little shit pumped up, you know what I'm saying. We doing the night and shit. I mean, hour into the motherfucking night, no fucking drink. You know what I'm saying, nigga? And this bitch working the mic and shit, thirstier than a motherfucker. I mean, this bitch like Kunta Kinte and shit. You know what I'm saying? With his feet cut off, trying to get the fuck away from the slave master. Nigga, I'm sweating, thirsty like a motherfucker. Yeah. Then finally, you know what I'm saying? I stopped one of the goddamn little bartenders. And I'm like, hey, man, let me get a motherfucking drink and give me a beer. Just give me a motherfucking beer. I ain't even trying to really, you know what I'm saying, do no drinking and shit. I said, just give me a beer, and then I'll be all right. So, she went and got me a beer and shit, you know what I'm saying, slid me the beer. About 20 minutes after, you know what I'm saying, she done brought me the beer, here come this old punk-ass stove turtle-ass motherfucker with another beer and shit. Oh, my bad, though, my bad. Nigga. I done passed the fuck out in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna get the club crunk up if you ain't crunk up? You know what I'm saying? What kind of bullshit is that? I fuck around and, you know, I got two beers. I'm like, fuck it, you know. Hit two beers, I was done after that, though. I was like, man, fuck that. I don't even feel like drinking this bullshit. So, you know, I got me a little bottle of water and shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to wait 25 minutes for that damn shit for a bottle of water. Finally got the bottle of water. You know what I'm saying? I'm hitting the bottle of water, keeping the shit pumped up. You know what I'm saying? By the end of the night, you know. Now, my plans was the $70, you know what I'm saying, was supposed to, you know, $20 I was going to shoot to my homeboy just for the referral fee. I was going to, you know, keep 50, you know what I'm saying, and he get the 20. You know what I'm saying? That's just real nigga shit. Now, I get to this motherfucker. Here comes the whack-ass goddamn manager. He's going to tell me, nah, dog, well, the only thing we can do is give you $50 and we'll shoot you a few drinks. Now, see, at that point, I was finna walk the fuck up out of there. But then at the other point, I was like, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I got all these damn snacks and shit I can sell. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And they kind of played it to my hand anyways, because I was like, well, bitch, I was only going to charge $50 anyways and get 20 to my homeboy. So, you know, now you just kind of just did nothing but, you know what I'm saying, showed your true whack assness. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so I'm fucking around and, you know, rock the night and shit. But then he paid me my little $50, you know what I'm saying? I made a couple little dollars off of everything else. But then it's just like, man, you can't trust these motherfuckers, man. I always get shit written down in paper. When I got there, I was like, man, who the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, it ain't number four of these dudes, motherfuckers. It's an old man and his three sons. These motherfuckers playing like nobody talked to nobody. You know what I'm saying? When I get there and shit, now nobody don't know nothing and shit. Bitch, you got me fucked up. I'll kill all you bitches up in here with that fuck shit now. You got me fucked up. You got the wrong one. You don't even know me like that. You know, and that's what, there's one thing I don't like now. Out of town was bringing their ass into the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, down here, and then setting up shop and then trying to fuck over the locals and shit. You do that, your ass gonna get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Coco's Lounge is like Cheers. It's like a Cheers. It's the hood bar. Everybody that's in that motherfucker's from the hood, you know what I'm saying, from the surrounding areas, you know, walking up to the goddamn bar, basically, you know what I'm saying? So it's the surrounding hood. So if you coming from out of town and you don't understand where the fuck you at, you know what I'm saying? You better understand where the fuck you at. Shit, you in the motherfucker hood. So subsequently, you know, that shit ended. But yeah, they left a bad taste in the nigga's mouth, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, though. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Got the voice back up and running, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, 3 o'clock, man, I'm launching the new video show today. You know what I'm saying? On live stream, www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna go ahead and experimentate and get that shit pumped up, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, get some mixtape tracks from Detroit DJ. Okay, that'll work. We're getting some new tracks from some Detroit DJs, all right. Unless that's his name, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know me, yeah. No,
everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know, that's how I be feeling, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, he got a lot of motherfucking old whack-ass clubs. I'm going to come back after this song and name a couple of whack-ass clubs, you know what I'm saying? Fuck ass, whack ass.
What I'm gonna need you to do is I'm gonna need you to
get on. This is where I found a couple of these motherfucking holes at. You know what?
Go ahead and drop.
At the whack ass club. What the hell you doing up in here? Get your ass up out of here, girl. Coming right back after this. Whack ass clubs, the manager's Monday. You riding down the Starship, smelly pride.
Like no joke, I thought I told you that before. Cause every time I see you, fresh polish on your toes. That's why I caught my son his own business with a code. And caught me a fresh outfit, fresh pose. Every time I see you, always asking me for more. Damn, baby mama, just send it to you where it go. When you come around, new hair, new clothes. So when you gonna respect the pavement, I don't know. Cause some kind of shady, kind of sneaky with you, girl. I take care of mine as well, I'm grinding across the world. The hustle don't stop, mama. Catch up, you lost, mama. Keep your 9 to 5, I'ma grind, now stop, trust. That I'm doing this for my little bruh, hush. When it comes to my little man, I don't blush. Little man, daddy got you, you know. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money. Cause she can't have my money. Cause she want all my money.
Sunny
shoes and clothes. My baby mama broke. take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why baby daddy gotta get it. When I spit it, go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government, cash my debts off. You didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter, cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts, well, that's a soccer song. I stay broke for real, need money for my son. By the way, my baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money. Cause she can't have my money. Cause she want all my money. My son needs shoes and clothes. My baby mama broke for the love of money.
Have a goddamn new year, y'all. Fucking right. Welcome to 2010. Hey. Go ahead, rock on out for the new year real quick. Yeah, man, rock on out. Rock on out. I'm shredding. Feel like I'm playing Guitar Hero or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I was jamming out. I felt like I was in motherfucking Best Buy taking a trial sample. You know? That's how we do it, man. Live right here on Starship Smelly Prize, man. Let me go ahead and play mom a little shit in the background. You know, been to a couple of whack-ass clubs. Let me give a whack-ass club rundown if y'all ever come down here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Couple of whack ass clubs. Club Nouveau at the top of the list as club whack assness. The Blue Shark, definitely on the map. Coco's Lounge on a couple of nights, except for Tuesday nights, is a bullshit ass club. Cause that Tuesday nights is, of course, TampaRap.com, where I'm in there, and my dog DJ Smooth. Doing the karaoke, and we do open mic night. That's the only hot night up in that motherfucker now. You know what I'm saying? My nigga K-Styles quit that bitch because stripper hoes up in there talking too much shit. And we can't hit them in their motherfucking mouth like a pimp supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Pimps to hoes. You shut your motherfucking mouth and get your ass on that pole. But, of course, you know, you can't put your hands on them. You only talk to them like that. So, you know. That's how I handle my biz. But he couldn't handle his like that, so he went off on one of them, and he was about to put his hands on her. So so he just quit. And subsequently, now the night is still open. But I don't want the night because, you know, I don't like the motherfuckers at the club. Trying to find me another club, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. But then after you get done with this list, you're like, God damn, ain't nowhere to go to. You know what I'm saying? Club Underground. For they motherfucking fake-ass advertisement, always putting Rick Ross and Jeezy on the goddamn flyers. There ain't never no motherfucking Rick Ross Jeezy. I mean, even when the motherfuckers supposed to come, it wasn't no goddamn Rick Ross and Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Club 112 closed down now. It is now Club Nouveau. that was at the top of the list. Yes. Some of a bitch closed his club down. You know what I'm saying? The city made him close that some of a bitch down and to move this punk ass down the motherfucking road a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like white folks do. They you know, shut shit down, new and improve it. But it's the same motherfucking bullshit establishment. You know? It's all good, man. It's all good. Yeah, that's Kenny G in the background, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some Kenny G off in the background and shit. And, it's my motherfucking New Year's music. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it. Live on the Starship Smelly Prize. We is approaching, Planet B right now. And, yeah, we at Planet B. That means Planet Blunt, goddammit, because I got to roll up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what time it is. Uh-oh. Better put your sweatbands on. Time to work out, people. Time to work out. Y'all got to check me out on the live video show. Check me out. Oh! Say what? Party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. Fucking right. Stop twirling around in your chair, goddammit. You know, they can't do that at work. I'm Rick James, bitch. You know what I'm saying? No.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
To all you Spanish mofos out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we speak it all. Yeah, up in this motherfucker here, you know what I'm saying? That's how it gets down. Woo! All right, y'all got to take a little moment out real quick to,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and...
Hey, you lying like a motherfucker. Man, what kind of shit is that? You bitches lying. Y'all know y'all a motherfucking...
Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
That damn white folks be coming in here talking about that bullshit. Government, we know what time it is, man. I don't want to hear that shit. Goddamn government trying to take over y'all. Y'all better watch out, man. Y'all don't watch out. Y'all going to be seeing...
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading!
You know what I'm saying? You better watch out. Shit, I ain't playing. Oh, somebody helping me? Is somebody helping me? Let's see, what y'all want? What y'all need?
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Well, I ain't no motherfucking Captain Kirk. I don't be saving them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Shit, DJ Captain smells so good. But that's how we do it, man. Shouts out to whoever the hell that was. Just popped off up in here and hung out for a quick minute. Something, Maurice. And, yeah, shouts out to Shelly K and Q Harper, who blew the roof off at the Kick Club in Detroit. Yeah, that's real big, man. Matter of fact, where the hell Shelly ass at? Motherfucker Shelly ass at? Man, I got Q up in this bitch, too, don't Q Harper, where you at, homie? Thought I had some Q Harper up in this motherfucker now. Hold on. Oh, shit. Coming right back in 10 minutes, y'all. We're going to double-dose y'all ass with this motherfucking... Q Harper and Shelly K, this is a double dose. We're going to blow the roof off this motherfucker. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady who attended, you know what I'm saying, the jam. And no, it was a good show, man. Wish I could be there. Hopefully it's some YouTube footage, though, you know what I'm saying, so we can, you know, check it out. And I air it live on the live stream show. You know what I'm saying? It's Nappy Head Nigga Monday on the live stream. You know what I'm saying? You know, bullshit. Coming right back, y'all, to Nutty News of the Day. It's that time. Yeah.
Hey, baby.
This is Q Harper, y'all. It's a quiet time for you. We're going to come back with some Shelly K, huh?
Love to you.
dog. Talk dirty to her, dog. Talk dirty.
That's right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me.
To smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
Now
Y'all know what time it is. God damn it. Whack ass clubs and managers Monday, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Holding it down for Wrecking the Game Radio. I got my voice back, so I'm feeling pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Pumped up. You know what I'm saying? Anybody?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
That's real. And you're riding out with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking,
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading!
Yeah, that's what they call it, man. Shouts out to Shelly K, you know what I'm saying? Q Harper. Holding down real big, man. No, they finna get picked up in just a second, you know what I'm saying? So, I make sure I gotta get my interview in, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I tag that motherfucker all the way around. Yeah, so we damn sure going to keep you in rotation here, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do all independent artists. You got anybody you want to get played on this show, too, you know what I'm saying? Send their music to smellybtr at live.com. That's S-M-E-L-L-Y. B as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in ridiculous, goddammit, because that's what I get on this show. And that's at live.com, you know what I'm saying? So you just want a quick big ups to 186.deuce. My nigga Goofy Bone representing San Jose, California. And said it, Baby Powder Fresh J. We are the motherfucking half of the Trilateral Commission, you know what I'm saying? The leaders of the pack. And he representing, you know what I'm saying, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah, that's not a real city, but yeah, that's what he representing. And of course, you got Miss PC Bone, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady, representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? And all the computer geeks out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But you need a smart woman on your side, you know. You get these old goddamn backyard broads and shit. That's what I like to call them. Motherfucking backyard broads. And yeah, they put your whole shit in the world. So, yeah. Let's get into the motherfucking news, y'all. Y'all ready? Okay, where the hell my news go? Oh, there we go. All right. And check this out, y'all. We starting off in IB, the Wise Ones town. Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. If y'all ain't never been there, y'all need to take a little trip, though. It is worth a nice little experience. Shouts out to all the BTR hosts that, you know what I'm saying, was able to make it down there and enjoy the BTR host reunion for 2009. Coming up November 2010. We is doing it again. We already pre-planning it, y'all. You know, once we put it in the air, you know what I'm saying? It's like the Lord. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's the ask for it. So we asking for it in the name of the Lord to go ahead and pop this thing all successful. You know what I'm saying? For 2010. So start saving your pennies now, people. Start saving your pennies now. You feel me? And I'm telling you, we need to just get a big fund together and all put all our money in one bank account, really. And, yeah, that's what you need to do. If we all did that, we damn sure wouldn't have no excuse. About 15 grand saved up in that bitch by November and then really balled the fuck out. For real, for real. But then you got to, you know, got to plan that. But check it out. We in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, a U.S. Marshal security guard has been shot inside the courthouse. Yeah. Hospital spokeswoman confirmed that the court officer has died, according to the Associated Press. Yeah. Dave Oney, spokesman for the U.S. Marshal Service, told the news that the marshal and guard were shot at approximately 8 a.m. local time inside the building's lobby. The FBI said the gunman, who confronted the two with a shotgun, was killed on the scene. Damn. How the hell did you get into the courtroom, into the courthouse period with a shotgun? Yeah, that's strange all by itself. How the fuck do you even get in? All right. Anyways, y'all, let's go. We in the nuttiest goddamn place in the world. And that's United Kingdom. Yeah, the UK. Where camel milk could soon be on supermarket shelves. Taste that. Put your mouth on a camel's tit today, people. Get it natural. Unpasteurized. Camelicious already sells its products across the Gulf region, and now the company has ambitious plans to break the European market. But it needs to convince the EU European Union. Yeah, it's the European Union. Officials, the camel milk meets stringent health and safety tests. Camelicious lawyer David Wernery says camel milk is far more nutritious than its cow counterpart. It is low in fat, naturally low in fat. So cow's milk has about 4%. Camel milk has about 2% fat. Anybody knew that? Did anybody knew camels produce milk? Oh, shit. Oh, I ain't sent you my nigga act a fool. My bad. Damn, said Jay. You get that today, homie. Promise I'll send that to you today. My bad. Shout out to Saturday Baby Pilot Fresh Jay, who is demanding the goddamn act a fool. She's ready. Yeah. That's how we do it, people. You know what I'm saying? We send it to them. But that's what I want to know. Anybody heard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sounds like that. Tom, sounds like it goes down smooth. Where my milk at? Y'all lucky I ain't got my milk go down smooth. I would have put it on your ass. It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get some more background music. I will cue up the porn music. But, you know, I've been getting a couple of complaints about my porn music. So, I've been switching my shits and it up. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know what I'm about. About the paper business. That's why we on this show. Go over to Jackson, Mississippi, y'all. In my crickle letter, a couple of more eyes and crickle letters and PPIs and all that. Well, yeah, a disgraced judge, which all these motherfuckers should be, is to report to federal prison. Get all y'all punk asses the fuck up out of there. Yeah. Bobby DeLaughter, I guess that bitch ain't laughing now, but a former Mississippi prosecutor and judge whose legal conquest became the subject of books and a movie, is said to report to federal prison Monday for lying to FBI in a judiciary bribery investigation. The next chapter of DeLaughter's life as inmate number 12930-042, yep, that's an official number, marks a long fall from the height of his legal career in 1994, when he was a prosecutor who helped convict a civil rights era assassin for the 30-year-old murder of NAACP Medgar Evers. DeLaughter was sentenced to 18 months in November after pleading guilty to lying about secret conversations he had with a lawyer while proceeding over a dispute with between wealthy lawyers over legal fees. Damn. Take your punk ass on. Thank you for convicting whoever the fuck that was, you know. Fucked up shit, killing black leaders and shit. Alright, y'all, we in motherfucking South Africa. Y'all already know. I want to go to Africa, but I ain't trying to live in Africa. You know, because I just, you know, some shit I'm just a little too Americanized on. As this, South Africa's President Zuma is to take his third wife. Yeah, South African President Jacob Zuma, a Zulu traditionalist who practices polygamy, will marry his third wife today. Zuma, who has 19 children, will marry Thobeka Madiba, the presidency said in a statement distributed by the South African Press Association yesterday. The president, 67, is also engaged to Gloria Bongi Nagima, SAPA reported, without saying where it got the information. Zuma's openness about his polygamy has triggered a debate on the role of traditional values in modern South Africa, said Adam Habib, a political analyst at the University of Johannesburg. The president was also previously married to Home Affairs Minister Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, whom he divorced in 1998, and Kate Zuma, who committed suicide in 2000. Yeah, because that sick ass shit, man. What kind of sick shit is that? Man, fuck that. I'll go to visit, but I ain't trying to stay. Some of that shit just. That's why the fucking AIDS rate so goddamn high. What the fuck you mean? You marrying three bitches, man. You can't marry no three hoes, man. Be fucking three different bitches having kids from their motherfucking ass. Hell nah, man. That shit crazy. Yeah. All right. I'm back sooner than I thought. My nephew's grandfather picked him up. Appreciate that, Miss Computer Lady, because you know we always love having you around, girl. You know we always love having you around. And, yeah, what the hell motherfucking Goofy Bone has went. But pretty sure he'll be back on the Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah. All right. Let's crank this thing on up, y'all. Let's crank it on up. Take this to Newark, New Jersey. Shouts out to Juton, you know what I'm saying, over there in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying, Camden, doing their thing real big. Where a man skirts airport security. Deer disappears? What the hell is that? A man walked through a screening checkpoint exit in the secure side of a terminal at one of the nation's busiest airports on Sunday night. And flights were grounded for hours, and passengers had to be rescreened while air safety officials searched for him. Yeah, airline passengers were allowed to begin boarding their planes at Newark Liberty International Airport about 6 hours after the man was seen bypassing security. The man walked down an exit lane at Terminal C about 5:30 p.m. Transportation Security Administration spokeswoman Ann Davis said, and screening was halted while authorities looked at surveillance tapes to try to identify him. Damn. Well, at least y'all caught the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because if not, y'all motherfuckers would have been fucked up. But we going to LK John. I don't know where that's at, but it's in California, people, where a man is killed when his SUV plows into a restaurant. Damn. May the Lord bless all the victims, you know what I'm saying? Authorities say a 66-year-old man eating breakfast at a California fast food restaurant was killed when a vehicle plowed through the corner of the building. Yeah, El Cajun Police Lieutenant Jeff Davis says the man was sitting in a front corner booth at a Carl's Jr., which is a hamburger joint in San Diego County, on Sunday morning when a Hyundai CR-V slammed into the restaurant. The 74-year-old driver, a resident of El Cajun, was taken to a hospital with moderate injuries. God damn. You can read more on that. Go to nuttynewstoday.com. You know what I'm saying? Click on man killed. The SUV plowed into the restaurant. Check that whole article out. Click on the more, and you can see more of the article. We back in Nutty UK, people. God damn. Well, a music argument killer has been jailed for 6 years. Only 6 years for killing people. And they gave my brother 3 life sentences for so-called robbing some motherfuckers with no gun. Boy, only in America. Oh, but we're not in America. We're in the UK. And Aloha Mum. What the hell is an Aloha? An Aloha Mum who killed her partner in a row over music, damn, in a row over music, has been jailed for more than 6 years. Andrea Neal stabbed Robert Hamilton after they argued about whether to play Kenny Rogers or Bob Dylan at their Aloha home last May. She then desperately begged for help before Mr. Hamilton, 46, died after a single blow through the heart. Yeah, Judge Lord Pentland last week locked her up for a total of 6 years and 8 months. He told a 30-year-old mum she had displayed a considerable degree of violence, although it was accepted her actions were not premeditated.
Damn.
Watch out, y'all take y'all ass to the UK, man. But Plains, Georgia still has a couple other shit going on. You know what? Obama effigy hanged in Jimmy Carter's hometown. Yeah. The U.S. Secret Service is investigating after an effigy of Barack Obama was found hanging in the hometown of former President Jimmy Carter. TV footage showed the doll hanging by a noose in front of a red, white, and blue sign that reads, Plains, Georgia, home of Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Witnesses said the effigy had President Obama's name on it. And Plains Mayor L.E. Godwin III said the fire department had been called to take it down. So how the fuck did it get up there then? if the fire department had to come and mother, man, what the fuck ever, you punk-ass racist bitches. But I don't give a shit. Bitches are racist all over the goddamn world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, it must have been another one of them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, appreciate that, Miss Computer Lady, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Miss Computer Lady. That's at blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Serving all your computer needs, you know what I'm saying? And she got daily shows, man. And doggone Saturday Baby Power Fresh J got the 8 p.m. spot popping and rocking. Y'all can check him out, you know what I'm saying, live on the Saturday J after dusk. And, yeah, it's going down. Let me go ahead and play some Shelly K for my background. No. I'm going to get back into Shelly K. I'm going to get back. Let me get some sexy Rita going on with her fine self. Ooh, Rita Shelby, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, me. Let me see, y'all. Is where I draw the line? Yeah, let's do that. Let's draw the line a little bit for the background. All right, y'all. Let's go to Mount Orab. Yeah, O-R-A-B, Orab, where a man is arrested for drunk driving and shoots officer. Damn. Yeah, a man ambushed and shot a Mount Orab police officer in the back early today before that officer and another officer returned fire and shot him dead. The incident happened at about 4 a.m. at the Mount Orab Police Department station in Brown County, 30 miles east of Cincinnati. Police said the shooter, 61-year-old, damn, boy, these old folks getting off the chain. George Ruby of Mount Orab had been arrested earlier Sunday for drunk driving. I don't know how the hell he got out, but all right. Ambushed their ass and tried to bust them. Damn. Let's go on to Canada, y'all. Shouts out to Susie Fur, Miss Laugh-A-Lot, you know what I'm saying, who does the morning laughing exercise. Y'all need to check that out. Y'all need to, you know, get some exercise, get your laugh on, you know what I'm saying? Take a sip of this gin and juice. Yeah. We in Canada, y'all, where a bloody-looking-ass dog, that's what I'm looking at, saves him from a charging cougar. Yeah, he saves a little boy. That's congratulations on that. I will stop the music, but it's Reed Shelby. So. A boy from Boston Bar, B.C., I don't know what the hell that is, whose golden retriever saved him from a charging cougar, says he wouldn't be alive if his dog hadn't stepped in. Austin Foreman, 11 years old, was gathering firewood in his backyard at about 5 p.m. Pacific time. I guess it was PT. I don't know what the hell that is. Saturday, when his dog Angel, appropriate name, started acting strangely. Angel started following him to and from the woodshed, Austin said. Almost as though she was checking to make sure he was okay. Suddenly, Angel ran toward Austin and jumped over a lawnmower right into the path of a charging cougar. Damn. Read more than that story. Go to nuttynewstoday.com. Yeah, damn. All right, y'all, let's go on to this motherfucking Florida, where homeowners says no to hoarders. Help. Yeah, that's in Sunrise, y'all. We're in Sunrise, Florida. Her home inspired city officials to contact the Hoarders' cable TV show to see whether it would drop in to tidy up. But Deborah Jean Higgins, whose home has racked up more than $600,000 in code violations, declined the offer. Higgins, 55, did not answer a knock on her door this week. Her house in the 9300 block of Northwest 24th Place is not strikingly different from the others in her neighborhood. Until you get close to the front door, where visitors are greeted by a strong stench. And if you see this shit, man, this just don't make no sense, man. I was at the goddamn casino the other day waiting on the weed man and shit. I mean, waiting on my homeboy. And I'd be damned if the car I wasn't sitting next to. I mean, this motherfucker had to be living out of his car for at least all his goddamn life. I mean, that motherfucker had everything in that bitch. I mean, every single thing piled up to where I don't know how he even squeezed squeezed, he or she squeezed into the car. I'm like, what the fuck is you doing at the casino? Boy, but that's how they do you. That is how they do you. Yeah, okay. Q Harper is free for this week, you know what I'm saying? Give his name. Okay, that's cool. Oh, give his phone number out, all right. And his schedule is free. But next thing you know, the schedule will change, and he'll have something for next week. So you got to hurry up and go ahead and get in where you fit in when you get the chance to, you know, talk to these kind of people, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to talk to people before they actually, you know, blow. Because it is going to blow. You know, rest for sure. If we plan on this show, they're going to blow. You know what I'm saying? And any other show on this whole network, including WDKK Radio, you know what I'm saying? Because they're getting heavy rotation over there, so they get the BMI and ASCAP spins versus BTR, which, you know, shit ain't happening. So if BTR step their game up, they'll really come on in, and I won't have to motherfucking go nowhere. But until then, fuck it, we gonna have to go and, you know, get shit right. Last but not least, I believe so, this is in New York, man. And did anybody hear of the Heroin for Dummies? Yeah. Here's the latest smack on taxpayers. The city spent $32,000 on 70,000 flyers that tell you how to shoot heroin, complete with the detailed tips on prepping the dope and injecting it into your arm. The health department handout has outraged New York's top drug prosecutors and abuse experts. It's basically step-by-step instruction on how to inject a poison, said John Gilbride, who heads the Drug Enforcement Administration's New York office. Yeah, it's sick, said City Council member Peter Ballone Jr. But yet, you motherfuckers, you know, allowed that shit to print, and y'all use taxpayers' money to do it. So what the fuck? Anyway, let's continue the song. I got a couple more. San Antonio, Texas, y'all. Well, now it's a crime to give money to panhandlers. God damn. That's in San Antonio, Texas. Sandy J, you heard about that? I mean, I know that's right next door. Well, don't be no good to shoot no more. Yeah, you see them everywhere. Panhandlers, often holding crude cardboard signs, begging for cash at busy intersections. Just like the punk motherfucker that do it down here. Until I caught this bitch riding in a goddamn 2000 or something like that, in Infiniti or some shit with motherfucking rims in the goddamn tinted windows. But he had his window down, so I seen this punk bitch riding better than me. I said, look at this fuck shit in the neighborhood where I stay at. Yeah, so that's why I don't give shit to you motherfuckers on the damn corner no more. Bitches, 2009. If your ass is motherfucking panhandling, something is fucking wrong. Go and get you some bottled water, get your ass on the corner, and get it how you live. All the other bullshit, feeling sorry for yourself, motherfuck that. Motherfuck you, because I ain't giving you shit. And anybody else who look like damn smells fucked up, hell no, I ain't fucked up, man. Too many motherfuckers out here that's just abusing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like too many motherfuckers on welfare that's abusing the goddamn system. Cut all that fuck shit off, you know what I'm saying? And shut the whole system down, you know what I'm saying? Then go one by one for the bitches that really need help. All you punk assholes that stand in these goddamn big ass condos and townhouses and all that shit and calling yourself on fucking Section 8 and you got rims and all this shit and but then you don't want to work? Bitch, please. Fuck that shit. Close your motherfucking legs. Anyways, sorry about that. I'm kind of off the subject. But anyways, efforts to wipe out panhandling by outlawing the practice have been ineffective. Largely, yeah, because panhandlers don't have the money to pay fines, so taxpayers are not excited about releasing violent criminals from overcrowded jails to make way for beggars, which they do down here. And several municipal laws outlawing panhandling have been thrown out by courts as an unconstitutional violation of free speech. Yeah, so San Antonio City Councilman John Clamp has a new and intriguing idea. Yeah, he tells 1,200 WOAI's Bud Little he will propose making it a crime with stiff fines for people to give money to beggars on the public street. I don't know how the hell you going to do that. How the fuck you going to tell me I can't give my motherfucking money away to anybody? That's regardless if he holding a sign or not. The fuck you mean? That is dumb as hell. That ain't stupid. That is dumb as hell. Hey, I don't see how the hell you finna pull that off. If you pull that off, you could have done a motherfucker. You just violate all kind of rights. You can't. What the fuck you mean? I can't give out my motherfucking cash. Man, boy, y'all crazy than a motherfucker, man. Let's go to Israel, y'all. Where pork is on the menu now in Israel, which is supposed to be forbidden. What the fuck is it doing now? A retired Jewish cardiologist is set to make history and generate a bit of controversy with Israel's first ever cookery book devoted to pork. Yeah. While that might not sound interesting to those outside the region, bear in mind the animal's meat is forbidden to religious Jews and Muslims. More than that, it is taboo in broader Israeli society. The majority of Israelis may be secular, but pork is rarely mentioned in the Israeli media and almost never shown on television. Yeah, Eli Landau is undaunted to produce his goddamn cookbook. Well, go ahead, homie. Hey, knock your fucking self out. I don't see how the hell you're going to get many sales, but yeah. All right. Let's go on to France, y'all, where, France sells off surplus of swine flu vaccine. Yeah, right. France is selling off millions of surplus swine flu vaccine doses to other countries, officials say. They say the move was decided after health authorities found they had more than enough to deal with the outbreak. Germany and the Netherlands announced similar sales late last year. The H1N1 virus appears to have peaked in North America and parts of Europe. Man, what the fuck, Elvin? Bitch selling off shit. How the hell you sell off some goddamn virus? Bitch, please. Now you got a surplus of some shit. Man, what up? Alright, y'all, we're going back to Sandy J land. Sandy J! Hey, it's good to see you here, Sandy J. You know what I'm saying? I really got to say that, you know, because we in motherfucking Fort Worth, Texas, you know, and we're glad you're on the Dallas side right now. Because you know what? 169 motherfuckers have been arrested. Yeah, in a cockfight raid. Shouts out to Michael Vick. But no, these were cockfights. Yeah, about 169 people have been arrested in a cockfight raid northwest of Fort Worth. Authorities said sheriff's deputies have also seized 114 roosters Saturday near Poolville in North Parker County. Sheriff Larry Fowler said Child Protective Services workers also took custody of 10 to 15 children ages 7 to 15. Fowler says drugs and cash were seized and dead and injured roosters were found. He says the raid site had been under surveillance for 2 weeks. Man, these motherfuckers bringing their kids and everything into this shit. Boy, y'all some sick motherfuckers, man. Damn. This shit finna get a little worse, y'all. A dog was snatched by owl, but guess what? He survives the flight. Yeah, only in Iowa. A spunky Pomeranian named Sadie is lucky to be alive after she was snatched by an owl in the woods near her Iowa home. Sadie had run away. That's what you get, you little stupid ass. Ran away last week after being scared by fireworks. Oh, reports by the Associated Press. I just kind of thought she had found somewhere to sleep and that she would be home. Sadie's owner, Michelle McCartan, explained to the Associated Press. But instead, Sadie was swooped up by an owl in the woods. The dog was discovered when she fell out of the sky, landing in the middle of the road in front of a surprised driver, Jamie Padden. Padden had gotten out of the car to help the dog when she seen the owl returning. And I was screaming and yelling, and the bird took back up. Damn, that motherfucker's coming back to get the dog. Hell no. That's some shit. A goddamn owl eats a fucking bird. Damn. That's crazy. All right, man. Damn. And my dog heading over there. You better watch yourself, Sadie J. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that wasn't Pops. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, getting his getting his hustle on and shit. You know, cockfighting and shit. Wow. That is crazy right now. All right, let me get one more crump back up, y'all. Let's get something else crump back up here. Let's go with Goofy Bone. This might conjure up Goofy Bone to come back in, y'all. This might conjure him back up. Yeah, it's his favorite song right here. Let's see if it conjures him back up. But let's go on to Volusia County, y'all. This is in Florida. Now, we do some crazy shit here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. Niggas do some crazy shit. I mean, they abandon their kids. They got like, you know, have like 14, 15, you know, kids from different babies, mamas and shit. The one stupid little nigga, you know what I'm saying, threw the baby out the window and shit that didn't even belong to him after he got in an argument with his girlfriend. And, you know, ain't even married to the bitch. But, yeah. So, this is going to be right up the same alley. Man uses baby as taser shield. Yeah. A man tried to use a baby as a shield against a police taser. After receiving a tip that the driver was armed, Volusia County Sheriff's Office officials stopped a car driven by George Garcia early New Year's Day. Garcia, along with others who had been partying nearby earlier in the evening, ended up stopping. Investigators say the group was acting rowdy, cursing and yelling, and when officials tried to arrest Garcia, they say he grabbed the baby from inside one of the cars and held it up like a shield to avoid being tased himself. Damn. How my dad beat dad? That a bit. Well, guess what, y'all? We're in Copenhagen, Denmark, where a Danish cartoonist's attacker was in plot to kill Hillary. You talking about Hillary fucking Clinton? Mostly. A man charged with trying to kill a Danish cartoonist. Damn. The hell, what kind of shit is that? Was arrested last year in an alleged plot to harm U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Yeah, the 28-year-old Somali suspect, whose name has not been released, probably because it's so fucked up they don't know how to pronounce it, was arrested late Friday for allegedly breaking into the home of Kurt Westergaard, a cartoonist in Aarhus, Denmark. Westergaard, 74, had angered many Muslims with a series of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, including one with a bomb sticking out of a turban. Oh, okay, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't agreeing with him, but I understand. Yeah. Let's go on to Washington, y'all, where this old idiot, Longview, Washington, don't never believe nobody who said you can smoke at a goddamn gas pump. Anybody tell you that stupid shit and tell you that the goddamn pump ain't going to blow up or whatever, gas ain't going to ignite, you can, listen. Okay. A cigarette-smoking teen, yeah, has been burned while siphoning gas. Dumbass. Cowlitz County authorities say 17-year-old Longview boy was burned when he lit a cigarette while trying to siphon gas from a car. What kind of idiot shit is that? Fire and Rescue Lieutenant Jason Sanders said the boy suffered first and second degree burns over 30% of his body during the incident early Friday. The team, whose name was not released, was taken to St. John Medical Center in Longview to treat the burns on his pelvis, hands, and feet. Dumbass. All right, well, let's go to fucking Denver, Colorado, because, yeah. Hey, damn, that was dumbass shit there. Denver, Colorado, where landfills, yeah, not enough trash. Yeah, some landfill operators in Colorado say the recession is causing budget cuts, increased fees, and layoffs due to a shortage of their only resource, trash. Wow. At six landfills owned by Waste Management of Colorado, including one of the state's largest in Denver, trash loads have decreased up to 25%. The Denver Post reported Saturday. Most recent figures released by the Environmental Protection Agency reported 5 million fewer tons of garbage went to landfills in 2008 than in 2007. And, yeah, you would think, you know what I'm saying, that was a good thing. Huh. Let's wrap this up, y'all. We're in Turkey, where two trains collide after the train went through a signal where it should have halted and slammed into another train that was stopped on the line. There were conflicting reports as to what caused the accident. The governor of Belisek, some 250 miles south of Istanbul, initially said the accident was caused by an electrical fault that led to signal failure. The trains were traveling in opposite directions between Istanbul and the city of Eskişehir, some shit like that. And, yeah, last but not least, let me play my Two Dogs record in the background. Because I got these niggas, dog. A man shoots burglary suspect, is charged with murder. How in the hell? A Detroit man who police said fatally shot a burglar was charged with second-degree murder on Wednesday. Yeah, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office said Ty Croft, 31, killed Herbert Silas Monday morning. Police said at 12:30 a.m., Croft began chasing two men he found standing in his backyard on the Citizens East Side. One of the men ran away, but 53-year-old Silas of Detroit turned around and had a verbal exchange with Croft, who then shot him. Yeah, Croft told police he had been robbed three times in the past week. Damn, that's fucked up. Yep. Oh, I gotta read this list. I think I gotta read this, y'all. I had a couple more. I'm sorry, y'all. This shit just keeps, it's just too funny, man. St. Pete, Florida, which is right across the bridge from where I stay at, has smokers, we don't like fire-safe cigarettes. Yeah. The Coalition for Fire-Safe Cigarettes says the time is now. Starting January 1st, manufacturers are required to sell fire-safe cigarettes in Florida. What the fuck is that? But many smokers don't like the cigarettes, which burn out when left unattended. Yeah, 90% of the people in this store don't like them, said Phil Casas, owner of PK's Food Store on Haynes Road North in St. Pete. They say they taste bad and make them sick or nauseous. Some smokers claim the cigarettes cause headaches and nausea and contain dangerous chemicals. Motherfucker, it's a cigarette. What the fuck you mean? But according to the Coalition for Fire Safe Cigarettes, they're no harmful than regular cigarettes. Motherfucker, they're cigarettes. What the fuck is that? What the hell is that? See, this is what kills me when I'm in the club. And I charge the bitch a dollar for a cigarette, and they get mad at me because they want two for a dollar. How in the hell are you getting mad at me for giving your ass for poisoning you? Legally poisoning you. And because a motherfucker is trying to make it safer because you stupid motherfuckers pass out and leave the goddamn cigarettes burning and then burn your ass up in the bed or burn your ass up in the couch. Shit. You better hit them goddamn water vapor, them vaporless cigarettes. Man, the fuck ever. Shouts out to motherfucking Mr. Blow Me himself. Goddamn Eastern Rider representing Pennsylvania. We ain't got no nutty news from your sector right now, but something will be coming up. Let's go to Brighton, Colorado, y'all. Yeah, where nurses traumatized after ex-fiance kidnapped her. Uh-huh. The mother of a nurse kidnapped last week by her ex-fiance says she's been ungodly traumatized, but is resting at her parents' house. 48-year-old Julie. Damn, think you're talking about like a 30-year-old, 28-year-old, something like that. But a 48-year-old Julie Ann Kilgore was abducted by her ex-fiance on Tuesday. 3 days later, she escaped her abductor, 50-year-old Dennis Gene Cox, at a hotel in Laramie, Wyoming. Cox fled Laramie and was killed hours later in a shootout with police at a bus stop in downtown Fort Collins, about 70 miles south. Damn, bro was all in. Hell nah. Well, check this out. Anybody been to Chattanooga County in Georgia? And that's where the crazy people at. That's where the crazy motherfuckers at. I know that. Chattanooga. That's in Tennessee, my bad. This is Chattahooga. We're in Chattooga, whatever the fuck. A mother is accused of tattooing children at home. Damn. I'm kind of lost of words on that. Really, I'm kind of lost of words. But did it happen? It happened because the mother accused of tattooing her own children invited Eyewitness News inside a home today to set the record straight. Okay? We were making it look like it was a cross, said JoJo Marsh, so the kids could have something they could say it was. JoJo Marsh shows Eyewitness News the tattoo on her son's hand. The mark is a cross-like symbol left by a homemade tattoo gun with a guitar string as a needle. Damn, that's fucked up. Bitch, you still tattooing your goddamn son's hand. What the hell kind of shit is that? Shit. Damn. Anyways, let's go to Indiana, y'all, where a robber has been armed with a water hose nozzle. What? Police say they broke up a drugstore robbery early Friday on the southwest side by arresting the suspect armed with a water hose nozzle before he could get out of the store. A police report said Abney approached an employee who was taking a smoking break outside the store. Announced he was going to rob the business and asked whether the employee wanted any money or pills. Yeah, the employee went inside and called 911. You stupid motherfucker, man. What the? What? That's a real crackhead type shit right there, man. I ain't gonna lie. That's a crackhead type shit right there. God damn. Yeah, motherfuckers in the dictionary. Matter of fact, hold on. You don't think motherfuckers in the dictionary? Here you go. UrbanDictionary.com. Turn all y'all on, man. Y'all think I be just making up words. There you go. Click on that link. Urban Dictionary. Go to UrbanDictionary.com and type in goddamn motherfucker. And it'll tell you what a motherfucker is. Yeah. So all you motherfuckers, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Where a flight is diverted. Damn, because of a Christmas ornament? Yeah. The spokesman says a Northwest Airlines flight from Detroit was briefly diverted to Tennessee after someone found a suspicious package. That turned out to be a Christmas ornament. Yeah. The Delta Airlines flight spokesman, Carlos Santos, wasn't sure who found the package midway through the flight to Orlando, Florida, or why they thought it was suspicious. But he says the flight was diverted out of an abundance of caution. The 75 passengers and 5 crew members on Northwest Flight 2364 were taken off the plane in Nashville around 8 a.m. Friday while dogs searched it. Yeah, and found a goddamn Christmas ornament. Well, anyway, I wish I knew this motherfucker here, because we in Miss Tasha Triple X's land, Australia, where teen is charged with defrauding bank of $2 million. Man, an 18-year-old Brisbane, Australia student has been charged with defrauding Queensland's biggest bank of $2 million in a case that has set off alarm bells about online banking security. Yeah, good motherfuckers, anybody can hack your shit online, stupid. Philip Hagee, who was enrolled to study business at University of Queensland, appeared in Brisbane Magistrates Court on New Year's Day, charged with fraud and attempted fraud. The alleged offenses involved online banking and false identification. The money was allegedly transferred from an internal account where Suncorp holds a large percentage of the bank's own money. Damn. Ain't that a bitch? Well, and we're in Torrington. Well, good thing. Police captured the big-nosed robber. And I'm going to wrap this up with the last motherfucking one. And we're going to get off into some more music and shit. Right here live, man. Like, thank everybody up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know, right now with me, you know. That's how we do it. Right? Yeah. On the Starship Smelly Prize. Let's go. Torrington police capture the big-nosed robber. The large-nosed robber who held up the Litchfield Bank branch on East Main Street Wednesday afternoon made a fake 911 call 7 minutes before, police said. The call was traced to Richard Peschel, 42, who was arrested and charged with misuse of the emergency 911 system, falsely reporting an incident, third-degree robbery, breach of peace, and third-degree larceny. Yeah, he was also charged with possession of heroin after police found approximately 20 bags of heroin inside his home at 93 Meadow Drive, in case anybody want to go there and try to look for some extras and shit. He is being held on a $260,000 bond. Damn. Let me give y'all some more interesting headlines just to go and check out, man. NuttyNewsToday.com for all your nutty news, for your daily strange, odd, crazy, and weird worldly news. You can go to France where hundreds of cars are torched during New Year's Eve. You can go to Canada where a man has been jailed over a fight about elbow room. You can go to Fruta, Colorado, where a man is charged with dragging stolen dog to death. Or you can go to Brookline, New Hampshire, where a teacher is accused of robbing two banks. Or you can motherfucking wrap it up in Washington, D.C., where NBA players drew guns in Christmas Eve argument. Yeah. So all that is on the Nutty News Today. Yeah. So your news has been brought to you in part by Nutty News Today. And always remember, people, what the fuck I say. Don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for yourself. And that's real, man. Now conclude the Nutty News of the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big right here live. You know what I'm saying? The Starship Smelly Pride. Like, thank all y'all for motherfucking, you know, checking that shit out. And that's how we gonna end the news. Yeah, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all know what time it is. Yeah. Time to put your Bobby pants or Bobby shoes, whatever the fuck they call them, and get on the dance floor, put your sweats on, try to work it out. Y'all already know this class, man. Fuck. Running, goddamn it. Ow, 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 ow. Purple skies. Oh, yeah. I have to work on that. I got purple skies up in this motherfucker. I got purple. party all the time. Y'all ain't ready to party, man. Y'all ain't motherfucking ready to party, man. Shit.
Yo, yo, check it out. This is MC Light, and right now you're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day, 2009. Time to shine, you know how it goes. Yak Radio Broadcast, YAC. It's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands. Holla at your girl, Roughnecks Forever.
Yeah.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Don't forget to check out DJ Smell So Good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida. Bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap
explosion. Yeah. Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail, I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
What to do, this Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do.
We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all.
Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Dedicated to Easy Rider.
There's one thing that he likes, and that's titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Great big titties and
beer. Titties and beer. What'd you say?
Damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Fucking titties. Yeah, don't forget, y'all.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
So, smart motherfuckers, get the fuck up out of here. Thank you. Yeah, that's how we do it, man, live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize. Don't forget, y'all, I am finna end this motherfucker because I got to get the live video show set up and popping by about 5 minutes after this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going live on the live video stream show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check it out. We represent, man. We're going to try to do something a little different. It's going to be my first initial jump-off show, so you know it's going to be kind of weird, you know what I'm saying, for me. But, you know, I'm going to try to put some put a little spin, a little twist to it, you know what I'm saying? So y'all check it out, man. It's going to be kind of interesting. First date, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do. I ain't got no calling number and all that. You can't call in as of yet. But we're working all of that into the motherfucking, into the books and shit, so. Hell no. Let me get into my nigga Emo. The nigga gonna tell me. You know what I'm saying? I tell the nigga motherfucker play Misunderstood on his show. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I say play your goddamn shit. Nigga, the customer's always right. Shit. Tell me. I got you Smell on Wednesday. What kind of shit is that? Well, nigga, I got you today. Eric Moore, this is motherfucking Rapid Fire.
An open microphone.
Y'all already
dangerous.
Know, man. Yeah. Whack ass clubs and managers Monday. Doing the real, man. Appreciate everybody coming through. 186.2, Fed the Baby Powder Fresh J, Easy Rider, Mr. Computer Lady. Everybody else who popped up in this motherfucker, y'all already know.
Now we call him human torch because he's burning with an orange dick. So when I think that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the pond when the wind blows. Kick more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. You be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to offend hoes.
You know the name, the girl genius is back in a damn thing change. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight's the night I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm done speaking, it's your soul I own. Creeping like the Grim Reaper, better stop praying. Cause when I'm rapping by a friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch your words. I'm saying, can't build a dam to stop the flow. And that's why I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due. Cause poet isn't a title, it's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. No matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XP, lay your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporate lung, where I'm from, words bang like a gun. Here I come, poets run. Spoken word, prodigal son. Tell, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole clique. My skill's so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end, jealous, more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets is wash and fire will get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one. Someone's a Mozart. Came for April to Tupac with the same gun. Someone's a Farrakhan that Martin and Malcolm were killed with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I run just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop me. With one mic, I'm notoriously B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't Tupac me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain stores and the thoughts will soar. And you might as well call me old school. It's like Big Daddy Kane,
what?
I just got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation. The poor that's half man, half amazing. The prodigal title's been buck wild so my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one and by age six I had Mother Goose turning tricks and I stole all the dudes from Dr. Seuss cause them cat in the hat lyrics he was kicking while they was pussy like kitten and that was just the beginning cause by the time I hit my teenage years I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know cause see slang is my first language. I only speak the king's English when I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business, but other than that when I see something I like I say it's fat. If I think it's some bullshit I say it's whack. If I think a girl's attractive then I say I wanna hit that. See a handgun is a gatter, handshake is some dap, but if I say I'm holding you down then that means I got your back. See I'm a walking metaphor, spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist cause I was labeled insane at a very early age cause I was Dick and Jane before I even got to the first grade. See my verbal DNA, see I was born to be slick with this wordplay, so I'm a word hustler by nature. Turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul, but I should have robbed them both and said fuck paying at all. But I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun, but please don't get it twisted cause my rap still weighs a ton. You can see I'm currently waiting 6 court dates in 6 states, but verbally murdered the first 6 court that walked across the stage. See I went on a random rampage and popped up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cocked and I pop a poem and it's not with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cops so they can catch a hot one too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest, play this game over like checkmate. Now love banging these similes like all can love tell me.
An open microphone can be dangerous, dangerous, dangerous.